Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I don't think pursue means texting you first on a social media website. Even if he does do that, I don't think that counts as being pursued. I think that counts as getting messaged online.
He has slid into the DMs.
Yeah. It's just because someone messaged, like, I text Patrick all the time. I'm not pursuing him.
Not yet.
I don't think it would be a breach of etiquette for you to message him, because that doesn't automatically mean that you're pursuing him. To pursue someone means that you're, like, actively making sacrifices to get closer to them, to do things for them, to love them, to serve them, to honor them. Like, that's pursuing generally is what that means in the dating context. Pursuing does not mean texting first and, like, sending a good morning text. You know what I mean?
I know it hurts.
I'm sorry.
All right, you came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, the only Catholic podcast that opposes teen brides. It's your boy, Ethan.
And boy, I'm Patrick, and a lot of implications for the Abiding Together podcast. A lot of implications.
Talking about Bible in a year.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner is, of course, the special episode of The Crunch that we put out because you guys have a lot of dating questions, and Dr. Ethan has a PhD in dating. If you would like to submit a Dating Corner question, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. Join our Discord, and then in the Dating Corner channel, submit your question. People are pretty quick to respond, and then we will answer it on the show later. Did you see that TikTok of every Christian girly podcast?
No, I haven't.
It was like that guy from the Church Chad channel, mm-hmm. with like a bunch of like washcloths, different colored washcloths, back and forth. And it was a girl like talking about like being in her, now since I'm in my season of singleness, and they were like, yeah, I'm in my season of singleness. And they're all, every time she says anything, they're just like, yes. Mm-hmm. Horrible podcasting, by the way. I catch myself doing it all the time. You're not supposed to audibly react to what the other person is saying.
Yes.
Because it's not a phone call. You know, it's not good for the listener.
It's hard though, because I want to engage with you. I'm having a conversation with you, but if you do it too much, it's tough. It's a tough listen. Sometimes I listen to Emma's podcast and I think,
What podcast does she listen to?
She listens to lady podcasts about like the body and land and health and children and I don't know what she listens to.
We should make a podcast for women, I think.
You and me should make a podcast for women.
Yeah, I think they'd love it.
We do every week. That's it's called The Crunch.
True. That's fair. Hey, we're more for men now that we have right-wing views.
That's true. Imagine we just only make it for men and we'd completely... We just go all in on
We just on switch the show topics. To masculine topics.
Yes.
I don't think that would go very well.
But doing or one maybe, just about feminine topics would go well?
I think it'd be really funny to start a podcast about femininity by two Catholic men.
It'd be really funny to do a big launch and be like the first podcast to ever tackle the problems of femininity in the Catholic world. Hosted by Ethan and Patrick.
Dude, that would be... We gotta prep that for like April Fool's Day or something.
Oh, it would be so funny.
Actually, we shouldn't even prep that for April Fool's Day. We should just do that as a joke. We should like get a friend to do a whole brand kit.
Yes. Oh.
The Crunch is proud to announce the first ever podcast on Christian femininity. Hosted by two dudes. Because you know people on X would like take it seriously and they'd be like,
would.
These two white guys think they could, these bro podcast, never mind. Everyone announcing it here, we're doing that. We're going to do that bit.
So funny.
And it's going to be so dude.
I'm just an idea machine today. I got the Happy Meals. I got the podcast ideas.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the depression, that part.
I have that. That helps. Yeah.
Oh man, you okay?
I'm doing fine. I'm podcasting good. With my friend. Let's do some dating advice. Question. Yes.
Our first question, as you all know, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. I'm trying to walk around like I have a nefarious plot. I'm entering my nefarious era.
Yeah. You do look a bit mischievous over there.
Is that so?
Yes.
Hold on, let me fix that. Now I just look far away sad. Okay.
Your face grows in size when you take your glasses off.
It's because you get more surface area. It's because the eyes look bigger because they're rounded and black. This is why women wear eyeliner and why I used to wear eyeliner when I was pretending to be a woman at the hospital. I'm just kidding. I was the nurse the whole time, Ethan. When I was on stage, I would wear eyeliner underneath and I would pencil my eyebrows. Anyway, this question comes from Issa Maria. So with 5 O's, I met this guy and we talked a bunch at an event, at a function. Conversation was great and even ended up with me getting his number. And he tried to add me to a group chat. So he didn't give her his number. They were in a group chat and she deduced that it was his number. It's a little different. Since then, he has added me on a few social medias, but hasn't texted me at all. Media is already plural. You don't need to. Anyway, should I do anything at this point or allow him the space to pursue? Issa Maria, what should she do?
We need to have a conversation about what pursue means.
Dude, I'm so excited for our real femininity podcast that's happening now. It's actually real.
I don't think pursue means texting you first on a social media website. I don't think that counts as being pursued. I think that counts as getting messaged online.
He has slid into the DMs.
Yeah. Just because someone messaged, like I text Patrick all the time. I'm not pursuing him.
Not yet.
So I don't think it would be a breach of etiquette for you to message him because that doesn't automatically mean that you're pursuing him. To pursue someone means that you're like actively making sacrifices to get closer to them, to do things for them, to love them, to serve them, to honor them. Like that's pursuing generally is what that means in the dating context. Pursuing does not mean texting first and like sending a good morning text. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're fine to message him if you want to talk to him because you're a human being who's allowed to want to talk to someone, even if it goes against the rules And I'm here. I'm Jorgen Von Strangle. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to follow the rules anymore.
It's not against the rules. Yeah. It is. Don't try to like translate ancient courting rituals onto the world of texting, like where you must have a chaperone. Yeah. Why does that rule carry over and not like chaperone rules? You know what I mean?
Yeah, why isn't there like a dad on every single date, or at least some type of butler to make sure that they're
some kind
every
of
date, every high schooler who goes on a date should have a butler attending to them to make sure that they don't. And then it becomes a part of the date where they have to like ditch him. You know what I mean? And then he finds them just as they get into a little bit of trouble. And then he's able to get them out of it scot-free. But he knows, and he says, I won't tell your father about this. And then they have a code between them and the butler. That sounds wonderful to me.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like a Disney Channel original movie, if you ask me.
Have you considered getting a butler to text him for you?
Someone to butle.
Yeah.
But how come that, like the man must pursue and the man must make the first move, like that's carried over, but none of this proprietary stuff, like you can't touch before marriage.
Right. The only time that you get to spend together is you get like 20 minutes alone in the sitting room together once a week on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's,
and that's when you talk about,
and this is not even like traditional Christian. This is like Victorian era nobility social norms. You know, this is not how the peasants dated. This is not how people in France dated. This is like one country at one time. This is how they dated, you know? So like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
So just kind of abide by Christian charity. A lot of these guys online will be like, we need to have Christian dating, not American dating. It's like, well, we need Christian dating, but we also need American dating because we're American.
Here's what we need. We need to go back to the dating of Scout Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird. I want everyone to
Scout Finch, like six in this book?
Exactly. It was just, she is like a tomboyish gal, and she just punches the kid that she likes. That's the new, girls have to make the first move, and you must assert your dominance over the man that you like.
Who's that Boo Radley looking ass?
No. That was an adult man.
Oh, okay. That was the bad guy?
Yeah. No, okay. That's the point of the book.
Is Boo Radley
the point of the book is that he's not a bad guy.
Boo Radley is a black guy that gets put on trial.
All right.
Which one's Boo Radley?
Boo Radley is the shut-in that lives across the street. They make up all these.
And becomes the lawyer, and he goes and he does the trial. He's the lawyer in the trial.
The dad is the lawyer.
Yeah.
And the black man.
His name's
Tom.
Like Attic Flinch.
Sounds like a Marvel villain. Attic Flinch. Oh my gosh. And so the Boo Radley is the guy, is one of the two mockingbirds in the book. The person who's innocent but is killed.
Right.
To kill a mockingbird. And so the Tom is innocent, never hurt anyone, but gets accused of heinous crimes. Boo Radley, same thing, has never hurt anyone and is innocent. And the reader realizes, oh, I assumed all of these things about this man, but he ends up saving Scout and her brother's life at the end of the book. And so, and then they ruined it by releasing the sequel where...
No, you didn't read that, did you?
I did read the sequel. What did
Lee Harper have to say 50 Harper years Lee? Later?
Nothing. Nothing.
I love books wrong. It makes me upset.
It makes me upset. So they got Harper Lee. They got Harper Lee's manuscript. They changed it up and they released it to make Scout some like college liberal come home
she's
to tell
a lesbian
her,
now.
Her her neocon dad. Yeah. What's about race relations? It's like a big.
It's
like
so
a big
funny that her dad, the only guy in town who would defend a black man, is painted as a conservative.
Exactly. Exactly. It's crazy. So ridiculous. Anyway.
Anyway.
It ruined the book. I choose to not believe it as canon. Anyway.
Here's the answer to your question. If you want to talk to him, just message him. It's okay. You're not going
to. All that
you're
is
not
to
gonna,
say.
All that is to say is you're not going to ruin your chances with him if you message him first. He'll probably be delighted and you'll get to get on with it instead of you just waiting around. So I wouldn't put too much stock into this whole pursuing thing. It's kind of made up and it isn't even really real until you've been dating for like a couple of months anyway. Because everyone is pursuing you in the first month of your relationship because it's new and fun and fresh. But once you're 3 months in, then you like have to start being way more intentional about it because things get comfortable and easy. So don't even worry about that until you're further down the line.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Opinions. No, I don't want to talk about that. All
right, fine.
The question from Boggled. Hypothetically, if you become the trench coat guy, is it over? Do I just go to a monastery? What about a hat with safari flaps? Hypothetically, certain clothing tropes could be really funny for a bit at the Newman Center, but is it worth it? It's like plus 0.2 soul points at the cost of 3.4 vocation points. Oh, he's asking, should he become Ignatius O'Reilly?
He's trying to swap out items in his inventory to max out his stats.
Ignatius Riley? I don't remember. Who's the name of the guy in Confederacy of Dunces?
I've never read Confederacy of Dunces. I only know about one Riley, and she's the best dang real estate agent in all of Pittsburgh.
It's not Ignatius O'Reilly. Ignatius J. Riley.
Why would anybody know that?
Confederacy of Dunces is an important book.
By whom?
By Jeff Confederacy. Nope. By Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
It doesn't matter who it's by. It's a classic. All right. So
I'm so anyway. Imagining the Dane Cook audiobook and it's him just going, oh!
Dude. Put a warning in front of that. Holy cow.
You ever listen to old Dane Cook stand up? It's just him yelling into the microphone.
Oh, brother.
What were we? So the question is, can I? You're thinking about this too hard. Trench coats are fine if you're like, if you wear it well, you know,
it's summer everywhere. Why do you?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the trench coat. Okay. A lot of guys, they see someone wear a trench coat and they think, ah, nice. But then underneath their trench coat, they just have jeans and sneakers on. So you look like an idiot. Like if you wear a trench coat, you also need to become like a suit guy. And if you become a suit guy, you need to wear the right kind of suit that goes with the trench coat. So like you kind of need to get like a double-breasted pinstriped suit. And like that has to be your thing now, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe a fedora. It works with the whole ensemble. But if you like don't put time and energy into learning how to dress yourself a certain way and you just pick one piece of the outfit, even if it's for a joke, you're going to end up looking stupid. So like, I encourage you to learn how to dress well in the style that you want to dress. I think that's really important.
You also can't like wear it to class.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless you got that on, you know what I mean?
That's fair. You can
if you got it on. If you got it on, you wear it.
Dude, seriously, just wear it. That's accurate. I do think this is I was on the Reddit men's. No. I was on the Reddit for men's I forget what the exact
men's fashion advice.
Men's fashion advice, male fashion advice. Yeah. And the some of the advice was so basic and rudimentary. I was like, how did that's? But it was stuff like clean your body. Mm-hmm. Don't wear t-shirts with meme references on them. Don't wear vests without a suit. It's like, oh, this is made for Redditors. So the problem with trench coat is it's a very Reddit internet guy who's trying
to. It's like you see a picture of Cary Grant wearing a trench coat and you're like, wow, he looks so good. Well, he looks good because he's incredibly handsome, first of all, but he's also in shape and he's also wearing tailored clothes that like fit him correctly. So it's like an all or nothing thing. Yeah. And I think there's ways to look good and interesting without necessarily doing the 1940s, 1930s look. I think there's lots of different styles out there. You just kind of have to pick what you like and then just start cultivating your outfit. I think it's part of being a man is like being able to dress well. I'm not dressed well at the moment. I just helped someone move, which is why I'm wearing a t-shirt. But but I've been trying to wear a lot more collared shirts. I try to wear a lot more button downs. I got a new pair of shorts that like are a lot nicer. I got a different pair of shoes to wear. When I like go
the
to
Henley,
mass.
The Henley is a like, cheat code. Yeah. It doesn't look like a t-shirt. It's a little nicer.
Yeah.
I really like
but
these.
There's a lot of things that you can start to do. So don't worry too much about what other people think, but if you're going to start to dress differently, like actually put some effort into it. Don't just like half do it because you thought it might be like fun. You know,
there is a, I used to think that no one looks good in old fashioned clothes. I used to, was like everyone who wears old fashioned clothes out and about today looks like they're trying. No. But I saw a guy on there's a guy that follows us on Instagram, and he's kind of like, that's kind of his thing. He buys vintage clothes and like tailors them to himself, and he pulls it off. Good. He doesn't look like he's trying. Yeah. But it's also because he's got a face that doesn't know, looks like it doesn't know what an iPhone is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he's got an old fashioned face. Mm-hmm. So he kind of pulls it off.
Yeah. Do some research. Don't be afraid.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey guys, Patrick is not allowed on this ad read. It is just me. We have a new partner, and they specifically requested that Patrick not be a part of the ad. We are partnering with Exodus 90. We are chatting with you about some new things that they've got going on here this summer. You've heard of us talk about Exodus 90 before. You're probably thinking of Lent and the cold showers and the exercising and the guys thinking that they're cooler than everybody else. But there's actually, and I'm not just saying this because they're paying me money, there's actually way more behind what Exodus 90 does. I mean, they have a whole app. They have a whole ecosystem. They have tons of things that are a companion to help you grow closer to God. So they try to walk with you, not just in the Exodus 90 program, but through their app and through their materials so that you can really become the man that you want to be. And especially in June, they're focusing on devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Obviously, as June is the month of the Sacred Heart, as you would know, because it is my birth month. And anybody who cares about me would know that those things are correlated. I've actually taken a look at some of these daily scriptures that they've got. They've got some reflections, they've got some prayers, all about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I've really, I mean, you guys have heard me talk about this on the podcast for years about how much I love the Sacred Heart and that devotion. And they've even got something new called the Exodus 90 Summer Book Club. So I wanted to invite you guys to join the new Exodus 90 Summer Book Club to read the book Chastity, Reconciliation of the Senses by Bishop Eric Varden. and it's a huge new book. I don't think anybody has ever heard of this before. I've never heard anyone talk about this. So this is a cool new book on the scene, talking about how chastity is not just a prohibition, but it is something that will be life-giving, something that will make your life more full and help you to flourish. So you want to go to exodus90.com/thecrunch. You can check out this new Exodus 90 Summer Book Club to read Chastity, Reconciliation of the Senses by Bishop Eric Varden. exodus90.com/thecrunch. You get a 14-day free trial when you sign up with our link, exodus90.com/thecrunch. You can join the Summer Book Club. Who doesn't want a good Summer Book Club? Go to exodus90.com/thecrunch and check us out there. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. You got another question for me?
Something's burning in the house. We'll find out what it is.
I feel like this happens every week with you. We like stop in the middle of the show because you're like, something's on fire.
It's boy who cried wolf situation. Another question from Crab Rangoon.
Oh, she's
Crab
back.
Crab Rangoon, our unlucky and love lady. No one followed our instructions and dated Crab Rangoon. You have one more week.
I think she all did right, date guys. Someone. That was the whole what? Point of this. I think, maybe it's an update.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Yeah. Assistance, please. Pretty sure I will be told to ask the magic question. Everyone knows the magic question. Here goes. I've been part of this friend group since last October. Great group of people. I've had many Sunday dinners with them and formed great friendships. A certain gentleman, Frank, is very outgoing and lively and fun, but has seemingly been particularly attentive to me. He stayed close in conversations. He remembers the things that I say and refers back to them. We have a lot of jokes that are just between the two of us.
Ooh.
We went to a street party downtown the other day, and he drove me there after making me dinner at his house. Crab Rangoon, you went on a date.
You went on a date.
You went on a date. If you ask him the magic question, he's going to be like, we went on a date yesterday.
We already went on a date already. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. We went to a street party downtown the other day. He drove me there after making me dinner at his house. We spent the whole evening together. Today we went rock climbing with friends, and he spent a lot of it talking to me about technique and stuff.
Big technique guy.
A big technique guy. He's a fun guy. I like being around him. Would 100% date. The complicated factor that stops me from asking the magic question is that a friend of mine who knows him told me he's trying to get over somebody else. I've been told by other people who have known him way longer that he's extroverted and has a decent number of female friends, and he's just like that. But the vibes feel pointed at me. He's had a few opportunities to ask me out and hasn't. That's incorrect. He definitely has. How did you end up having dinner at his house by yourself without him
asking? Yeah, and then going to a street fair together.
You went on a...
With no one else.
You went on a date.
You went on a date.
He's telling his friends he went on a date, and you're like, yeah. Does this guy like me?
He cooked you dinner.
You guys are
no
so
guy,
silly.
If I'm a guy and I'm single and I don't have to cook, I'm not cooking. I'm going to Chipotle. I'm getting a bowl with white rice, pinto beans, steak, pico, corn, sour cream, cheese, and a large bag of chips and a Sprite half and half of lemonade. That's what I am doing every day if I am single
you,
and I do
you,
not have to
you
cook.
You would do that every day if you could.
I would do that every day. If I'm ever making any amount of money close to Hormozy, I'm doing exactly what he says. Just get Chipotle every day. It saves you time and it's great for protein. Anyway, Yeah, he cooked for you. He didn't have to cook for you. He didn't have to take you alone to the street. If I'm a single guy, I'm staying at home. I'm playing Helldivers 2. I'm not going to a street party. I'm not doing any of that. You know, I'm playing with the boy. I'm logging on to see what the boys are up to in the Discord chat. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking you to a street party. He took you on a date, and I think at this point you just got to keep. I think this would be cute if you guys just like kept going on dates and you just like waited how long. And he like one day he just proposes and he's like never asked you out, you know, and then you're married.
That's awesome.
I think that would be funny. This is great for you. You can ask him the question. I think it would be fine to get some clarity, but you don't even have to ask it in like the formal way because he's already taken you out. So you really just be like, hey, that felt like a date the other day. Are we dating? I'm fine if we are. I just want to know.
I just want to know to update my, just trying to update my records.
You need to update my Facebook status from it's complicated to something else.
Yeah, that was just my default. I would keep it on it's complicated. The complication is that I'm not in a relationship.
You're totally single. Yeah. I would check. There were some girls I would log on every day after school, and I would refresh to check and see if she had.
That's a joke. You're kidding.
I really liked these ladies, man. I was so lonely. When I was 15, I was so lonely. No, I didn't have anyone like me when I was that age. That could teach them what to do. You know, I was just so. I was a bit of a loser, first of all. And then when I gained some confidence, I didn't know what to do with it. So I just like
started a podcast.
Like, I just like wasted it on like tweets. Like I used all of my charisma every day on making tweets instead of like asking girls out.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah. Honestly, I wasted. Based.
I could have been, while you were dating, I was studying The Blade. And by The Blade, I mean Twitter.com.
I was in the content mines.
I was in the content mines mining. I was mining. Oh, man. I have a question. Opinions. Last question. Opinions on setting boundaries, talking to people of opposite gender while in relationships. This is a question that you reacted to on Twitter.
Oh, like, yes.
Your input. So this person said, I was asked to make things official with my new boyfriend this week. All cards on the table, non-negotiables, boundaries, etc. One of those things we talked about was speaking to people of the opposite gender. I have male friends. I don't spend time alone with them. I see them in group settings. We'll text them sometimes. I asked my boyfriend what he's comfortable with. He said, I'd prefer you only see them in the context of a group setting. He said he was okay with me texting them occasionally to catch up, but he wouldn't be speaking with other girls but he said he trusted me. I agree with his decision. I had a male friend in my last relationship and it got messy because my friend developed feelings for me and caused some conflict. I texted both of my male friends to let them know about the boundaries. One of them took it well. The other one did not. He was concerned and jealous. He was upset. He said it was strange that we're limiting reactions. He says he's never had that conversation before with anyone he's dated. He says dating's supposed to add to your life, not take away friends. In my opinion, I'm not going to be changing much about our friendship, but he wants to call me later and talk about it more. What should I say? He thinks I'm being weird by setting boundaries, but I think they're necessary. Am I being weird or is this reasonable? What do you think, Dr. Ethan?
You're not being weird, question asker. This guy just is in love with you.
He just likes you.
He just likes you a lot.
He thinks you're swell.
And he's really sad that you've dated a different guy because he feels like he's putting all this effort into his friendship with you. And he thought he would be next up and he's not next up. And this makes him feel angry. But because he's a nice guy, he's trying to warp it so that it's actually for your benefit that you get to talk to him more. Which
clever.
Is really a crazy sleight of hand when you think about it.
Impressive.
Like relationships are supposed to add things to your life, not take them away.
Dude,
what a
wild
thing to say to someone.
If guys had the cleverness all the time that they have when they're trying to convince a girl they like,
they're trying to manipulate a woman.
Yeah. If guys used that kind of guile, 100%, if they had that in other areas of their life, they'd be kings. They'd be just moguls. That's what happens. Guys take that manipulation and they turn it. They become entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. They manipulate everybody.
They go into sales.
How dare you?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine to have boundaries. I think it's good and normal to have, you know, boundaries that are stated with people of the opposite gender. Because I think it can get weird. Like, this is the perfect scenario. It's less about you. Like, oh, I'm worried that if I text other guys that I'm going to like them and not my boyfriend. It's more about the other guy.
It's more about the guys. Yeah.
Because if you kept texting him and everything was all normal, he might still think like, oh, she's going to leave this guy for me. And then it just gets strange, you know? Because he then feels like he has a right to your time and attention, which is already a problem. But how much more so would that become a problem if you get into more and more of a serious relationship and this guy still believes that he has a right to your time and attention? I think it's messy. But I think it's good. And I don't think that she has to take this call with this guy. In fact, I hope she didn't take the call with this guy.
I hope she didn't. The problem is, like, it's, it's like she said this has happened before. She was like, I had this happen in another relationship where a guy liked me and it have you considered that you might just be too attractive to have
you, yeah, I was about to say, you might just be really hot and you're just dealing with that.
I've never
That you're a hot person, which is kind of funny to see someone like realize in real time that they're attractive.
Oh no. I'm a total smoke show.
I'm a babe.
Have you considered that you should not be friendly to men because they're going to assume they're going to confuse the fact that you're pretty and nice in, you know, in their, in their monkey brains. If you considered to stop doing this, I'm assuming no guile in this woman. She might be doing this on purpose.
Maybe. You
know, might like the attention. Who knows? Sometimes people do that. They're like, they like the attention from the opposite sex. I think it's important to be aware of that. But
yeah.
Anyway, stop talking to this guy. You should probably cut. Also, you don't. Oh, the other thing I mentioned, I said this on when I reacted to it on Reddit. I actually reacted to it when I saw it. It like popped up and I commented, saw it first. So pat myself on the back.
It's fine.
You don't have to tell people your boundaries.
That's true.
You don't have to. You can just have them.
And you can shoot them when they cross the line.
Yeah, exactly. You can just have them be like, oh, hey, by the way, like, no thanks. Because it's like sometimes, there's pros and cons, right? It's like if you tell someone the boundary and they cross it, then you can be like, hey, you crossed that boundary. That's a big problem. But if you don't tell them the boundary and then they do cross it, you can either do one of two things. You can just accept it or you can tell them, but you just can't get mad that they did it because they didn't know. And so like in situations like this, I'm very pro like never break up with your friends. Sometimes people do that. They're like, hey, I just don't think we should be friends anymore. It's like that. Don't do that.
It's weird. Yeah.
You're defining the relationship. You're projecting the relationship into the future. You shouldn't do that. Just let it fizzle out as it does, because you can intentionally let something fizzle out. It's very easy. And so that's what I would suggest in the future.
There's only been one time in my recent life, I don't have the messages anymore, where I had to like very firmly just like tell someone, a lady, that like she had to stop, because it was like I was married already. Like we were pregnant or we had just had Peter, and she was like texting me. I hadn't talked to this woman since high school, maybe college. And she was like, hey. And I was like, what's up? How's it going? And she was just like, oh, you know, not much, you know, just doing XYZ in my life. What are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing this. And then she said, great. She like asked another thing. And then I just like didn't respond. and then she like texted me the next day, hey, what's going on? And I was like, nothing. And then she like asked me some other thing. And I just said, like, not to be rude, but like, do you need something? Like, can I help you? And she was like, no, I just wanted to like talk to you. And I was like, oh, well, I'm married, so I just don't want to text you. And she's like, well, I honestly think
I'm comfortable in my relationship. You're not comfortable in your relationship.
I think it's kind of weird that you're not like comfortable in your relationship enough to like talk to me. And then I didn't respond to that either. So I just, it was like, it was just a really strange experience where it's like, I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
Like, cause I just don't want to, I have so little time as it is already in my life. So to assume that I'm just like, so I don't have anything going on. I'm like so free that I can just like text a random woman that I'm not married to and I don't know in real life anymore.
That's the funny part is like, it's just, if my friend's wife like texts me, hey, like what's going on? Like, oh, just working on something, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. And then it would probably, but I, it's like,
but my friends' wives don't text me unless they need something from me. Like, hey, what's exactly Emma's favorite candy? It's this. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then they don't text me for another 6 months. And then they're like, hey, what kind of coffee does Emma like? And I say this.
And then they text me, hey, I'm so sorry, I forgot to save your number. That's the texting relationship with my friend. That's a legit, my friend Zach.
Most of the women in my friend group, still have their maiden name in my phone. I have not updated the contact. Yeah.
I think I had that for Emma for a while.
Your maiden name is still in my phone.
Patrick Twitter. Patrick X. I'm Patrick X. I'm like Malcolm.
I mean, I had a funny joke today when I was helping my friend move. I'll let you read that first, and I'll tell you the story.
Did you text me?
Well, yeah, I did, but you can read it later. Okay. It was just sitting in my about to send to you, and then I didn't send it, but I just wanted to send it because I was opening up your thing.
That's funny.
It was funny. When I was, we were helping a guy move today, and you said X like I'm Malcolm, and so it made me think of this. But they removed, like, the table was on like two legs, so you take off the big legs, and then you just have the top of the table. Call that the tabletop. And I was going, and I was like moving it with this other guy, and I like whisper to him, and I'm like, she asked me about my D&D skills the way that I tabletop. And he just thought it was one of the funniest things he had ever heard in his life. And I just felt so good. I was so pleased with myself. Because I don't get to talk like that around the house because Emma just doesn't like it when I make jokes like that.
And she's like, what does that even mean? She's like, I don't get it.
She asked about my Dungeons and Dragons the way that I tabletop. It's just... it's not even a dirty joke. Most of those that I tell are dirty jokes, but that was just like
a... it does sound like a dirty joke.
It does sound like a dirty joke, but it's not.
That's the best. That's the best kind of dirty joke. Oh, brother. All right. Well, that's all the podcast.
That's all the dating advice.
If you have a dating question, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. Send us a dating question in the dating corner chat. We want to answer your questions. Crab Rangoon, she's monopolizing all of the... and she's in a happy relationship. She doesn't even realize she's in a happy relationship. You also might be in a happy relationship and you don't realize it. So you should DM us.
If you want us to give you permission to be in a happy relationship, write in to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and we will set you free.
Indeed.
Guaranteed within 30 days to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend if you write into our show.
No refunds.
No refunds. But it is guaranteed. But I'm not backing that guarantee with anything.
Yeah.
It's not backed by the gold standard.
No.
Because of Richard Nixon.
Oh, boy.
What can you do? Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
I rescind my offer for dating Crab Rangoon. She is taken, and you cannot have her anymore.
Anyone gets to have her.
That's a good point. I felt weird saying that.
This is a weird thing to say.
Thank you all for listening.
Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.